Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to say to His people who love Him. I've noticed and I've watched, I've said it many times, people that learn the most from God, they love the Lord their God and King. They have a lot of love in them because God can relate to love. And when people that will love others get saved, they attract the Holy Spirit. Some people get saved because they know it's in their best interest to be saved, and they receive the love of God, and they do have a first love. But loving others is not the top thing on their agenda. They're trying to sort things out. They just come out of the world, and sometimes the world is still on their mind. They're trying to sort things out and learn how this life operates. And others, they're attracted. The love of God is amazing to them. And they're prompted to just share that love that they receive. And they want other people to experience it. And these are the people that have the most in common with God. More than others, they adore God's word, and they want to know God, and they seek Him to get an understanding. And then there are those who are troubled. They come out of trouble, and their mind is on getting things right and getting out of their trouble. Their focus is on what's bothering them, and loving others is, you know, they're distracted. But I thank God for everybody that come out of the world. They still warm. But those who walk in love learn the most from the Lord. Now yesterday's broadcast, we did two yesterday. Holy Spirit gave me interesting topics about all the different worlds that's in this one world. Now, people flock together, you know, birds of a feather flock together, and people of the same thinking process, they group together too. And it's like on this one planet, there are many societies. Some people, the way that they see God is the way that they gravitate to people of the same demeanor. People that love to party, they gravitate to people who love to party, just like people who love sports. Now, sometimes the different circles or the worlds, you know, I'm just using this for an example. You know, your circle or your world or your society or your section, the way people group together. Sometimes our worlds collide and they merge. And whenever more light is introduced, people can detect more light. If you're a Christian that loves God and you walk in the room, before long people will know it. They'll know, first of all, they see the way you carry yourself. A new person, what are they about? And they notice that you're always kind. And you're always encouraging others. Now, some Christians, they're not, you know, they're focused on their own healing. By that, I mean whatever wounded them in life, they're trying to get better. And their focus is within more than without. But the more you love, the more you live, and the more you love, the more the light of God is amplified throughout your life. Now, the Lord loves us, and He's going to help us go forward. He's going to take us forward. But the more you walk according to God's word and you have the love of God in you, you walk in the room with more light. You change the pace. Now, it's not natural light, but they can tell there's something about you. And when you interact according to the word of God, you hadn't even told anybody you're a Christian yet, but when you interact with people, the way that you explain things, the way that you govern yourself, all of that is taken in. People are recording what you do with their memory. Everybody has a recorder. Everything we do is recorded. Our own memory is full of recordings. Our children are always recording us. That's how they learn. They're learning the process. They learn to judge this life by the parents. And the methods that the parents use is the same methods that the children learn to use. That's why we bear fruit after our kind. It's not just our example, what we've done before they were born. Now, I know what I was doing before my children, just before they were born. And I can see traits of what I was doing in them, in their process, in the way that they, what you do affects, it gets in your DNA, it gets in your routine, your habit system. You can control things by what you do. Before Isaac was conceived. Now hear me good, folks. This is very important. Sometimes you have to catch what God is doing. The Lord told Abraham, he said, be perfect. For by next year this time, you will bear a son. Sarah's going to bear a son. Isaac was about to be conceived. The Lord told Abraham to be perfect. Why? So, because we bear fruit after our kind. Now let's say he did the opposite. He wasn't perfect. He was feisty. Let's say he was feisty and lustful and greedy and conceived Isaac. Isaac would have had those hurdles to jump over. But God told him to be perfect. In other words, he was already a very industrious, loving man. And then the Lord told him to be perfect. And he was able to repent and start walking God's path like he knew to do. He started doing things in a better way, being diligent in business. Now you can see all of these things in Isaac. Isaac was a very obedient child and a very obedient man. He was 40 years old before he got married. Now most 20 and 30 year old, they're thinking about women. And there was a lot of women around. But when he married Rebecca, he was in his 40s. So this tells us something about his character. He waited on God for a wife. Now this thing could have been done earlier, possibly. I don't know how young Rebecca was. But he waited until the Lord sent his wife. He was obedient to his father. He knew that his father had a promise from God. He knew that whoever blessed Abraham, God would bless. And whoever cursed Abraham, God would curse. He was a very obedient man. If you decide to follow God and be perfect before you have children, hear me good, on purpose, you're going to see that same perfection in the choices of your very own children. Especially if you get your wife on board, or if you're a woman, if you get your husband on board. Because what we do, see, Sarah obeyed Abraham. Abraham was perfect, Sarah was perfect. And then Isaac was perfect. Still born in sin, but perfect in their way. In the way that they conducted themselves, their attitude, their obedience to God. If you want to raise obedient children, obey God. Because then you adopt his kind. You're patterning yourself after Jesus. And then the life of Jesus will be in your life. And your life will be established. And then you'll raise children that will love God. Now that was very important to me. But way before I had children, I wanted my children to love God. That was a prayer from a long time ago. I said, I'm not going to do like other Christians. I'm going to teach my children God's word. And almost every conversation, we bring up God. And when they were very young, I used to sit them down on Saturday morning and we'd talk. And I didn't intend to talk for 30 or 40 minutes. I would tell them what God put on my heart and then we'll go do something fun. But they would ask questions and 3 or 4 hours would go by. They were delighted in the Word of God. I would give them things to study and they'd study it. And they'd come back asking questions. And then sometimes on Friday night when I would pick them up, because I had them on the weekends, where I would take them to church and Pastor Jim be teaching what I taught. I may have been talking about the Lord in the truck on the way to church, or the last things that we taught the week before. And little Jim would be saying the same things. And they look at me, those things are priceless. See, God's gonna match what you do. He's gonna, whenever you do what God, do the things of God, you're gonna see God's gonna come back and confirm those things. And this is how they grew up. And every Christian should be doing these things. Train your children in the way they should go. And when they're old, they won't depart. That's a wonderful promise for a parent. Now, it's easy to be hard-headed, but it's hard to be hard-headed. It's easy, then it's hard. But it's easier to follow God. It's more fun, too. Because God don't do dumb stuff. And when you do dumb stuff, it takes you away from your goals. When you do foolish things, it routes you away from the things that bless your life. We spend more time trying to backtrack back to God's path. When you can just stay on the path and you get there faster. I love God. I love His people. Now, I learned something from the Lord. I use every opportunity. The Lord uses every opportunity in every situation. Lucifer was designed by God to fulfill a magnificent purpose. But he went wild. He chose to be Satan. So God repurposed him. He has a purpose. He will draw away everything that's not like God to himself. Everything that don't want to be like God, he's gonna suck it up like a vacuum cleaner. Just like one of those strong Kirby vacuum cleaners. They cost a lot of money and they work real good. He gonna suck it up. If it ain't like God, he's gonna get it out of the way. He's a parasite. And he attracts parasites. So that's what has to happen. More light has to be given so that people can choose better. The enemy tempts people with the way he thinks. He's a parasite and he tempts people to be a parasite. Now, being a parasite is the path of false convenience. If you want something, steal it. If you desire something, take it. You're better than everybody else anyway. That's the way of pride, lust, and greed. And these things, what follows those things is a lot of sorrow. That's why people, I mentioned earlier, they come in the world and they get saved and they're still trying to heal because those things cause many sorrows. If you don't live according to life, you're living against life. And that's where depression comes from. See, the life of God, it's a charge. And we don't study the Word of God just to get an education. We study the Word of God to charge our heart with life. We're charging our spirit, man, with the life of God. We're charging our heart with the life of God. We're renewing our mind with God's word, charging it with life. And that's where your joy comes from, because you're acting on life. You're giving people a chance to live. You're giving people example. And whatever gets in your heart is coming out of your mouth. It gets in your advice, the way you conduct yourself, the way you carry yourself, the way you live, the choices you make. You fill your heart with God's wisdom, it'll come out of your mouth. And it'll be a blessing to people. Now, when people are trying to do the opposite, they are discharged. See, depression is actually a discharge of God's word. That's the best interpretation for depression. And they take all these different medicines that with all the side effects. And sometimes suicide is a side effect of those drugs. Now they're trying to do these things physically. And that's just putting a band-aid on a bigger problem. You don't put a band-aid on cancer. You got to cut the cancer out first. Now, depression is a discharge of God's word, an absence of the life of God in your heart. And this world can look real, it can be very heavy against you without the life of God. So some people in their circle, they do things their way, and they gravitate to people of the same sort. You know, and they find each other, and demons help them. And also angels help them. Prayer helps people get the light. Demons, if people are doing wrong, if they're witches, or if they're satanic, or if they're pedophiles, the enemy will help them connect and network together. So he can use them to cause more problems. If they're atheists, they learn each other's language. And they learn to be sneaky and hide. And they, you know, the darkness always, always hides. And remember, people are attracted to different societies because what the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And no matter, if you're around people long enough, they're going to tell you whatever they're doing. Even if they're trying to hide it. If they get aggravated, if they get emotional, it's coming out. When people are angry, anger is a motivation, and it'll cause you to speak. And when you speak in anger, when you speak something out of anger, the things you were trying to hide can come out because it was in the heart. And when you have a lot of love in your heart, if you can be overwhelmed with joy and say something too. And sometimes you can even get angry and say something out of love, because love is in you. And that righteous indignation will come out. It always happens. And then once you say something, whoever think like you, you became their hero, their friend, or they sympathize with you. And that's how people end up getting in other people's circles. And people gravitate to their own belief system. I watch this happen all along. Even Christians. That's why they have denominational churches. There's so many of them. They think a certain way and they gravitate one to another. Now this is important to know. The abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. This is... And people are influenced and encouraged and sometimes driven to socialize with people of the same thought patterns. It's human nature. It happens. And the Lord is trying to save everybody. People in every world system, in every type of gathering, or every type of world, or every type of section, the way that they conduct themselves, the way that they socialize together. For lack of a better word, every type of club. People are in the harvest that have gravitated to the same to similar thought processes of others. And some of them are salvageable. If enough light is shown to them and the gospel is preached, they'll get saved. And the enemy is trying to hinder them and hide the light till they run out of time and harden their heart with false information. See, false information will harden your heart against the truth. But when the light comes around, the truth speaks for itself. And when the truth speaks for itself, you can know God. And then you'll know God the way He is. Now, the different religions, the thoughts of men and the persuasions of men, they lie against God. And they give people false information against God. And they think that God is a certain way. And He's behind their problems. And He takes people's children or takes people before their time. The Lord came to give us life in that more abundantly, not to kill, steal, and destroy. But when people think the opposite, they think that He came to kill, steal, and destroy. And I'm just using that for an example. Or they think that He stopped healing people. Or He stopped giving words of prophecy. All these things have been told against God. Cause people not to understand Him. And people build their foundational platforms around their thinking process. That's why denominational churches, it was popular for them to say that healing and the baptism of the Holy Spirit and spiritual gifts, it went out with the apostles. And then holiness churches or Pentecostal churches, they stick to the book of Acts. They gravitate to the things of the book of Acts, the word of God, the power of God, how we can interact with your life now, how the Holy Spirit can guide you into all truth. And some get out of balance and they dance in the spirit all the time. And they try to live, they regard the law more than they should. And people flock together. But see, when you love God and you draw near to Him, you challenge people because you're introducing more light and you interrupt their thought process. And when you come in that world with more light around them and you have more light, you expose things. Now, people who really want to know the truth, you attract them. And people who are more prone to being pride, they will hate you for living the life of God. They will hate you. See, just like Cain hated Abel, because what Abel did was better. And some people, they get aggravated when people do things in a better way than they can. The truth is, they could do the same thing according to their design. If they fought, Cain could have repented and did what Abel did. Now, my mother taught me this. Abel, he dealt with sheep. He dealt with cattle. And he picked the best of his flock and sacrificed it to the Lord. While Cain got the best of his fruits and sacrificed it to the Lord. But Abel's gift was more perfect because he shed blood. Now, she told me what should have happened. Cain should have, the next time, he should have got the best of his produce and traded it for the best animal in Abel's flock that he could get, and then sacrificed it to the Lord, and it would have been accepted. And she was right. But because he killed his brother. He was the first murderer. Act of murder. Now, Christians are no different. They can, I've seen it too many times. Some pastors get aggravated when somebody else preach a great message, especially if they're much younger. And it's noticeable. And then it's, it, And in the sight of the people, some people will condone it. But when you live more light, it works. Oh no, I'm out of time. More light always helps people come out of their worlds. More light will help you come out of the world system of the world you're in. The gathering of people that you socialize with. And then from there you can be corrected. And you can live the light too. Other people help me learn greater things. Because sometimes the worlds collide. We come around people that we're not normally around. And sometimes people have more light. Sometimes, you know, people that are rich hang with people who are rich. But the good thing is, if you collide with that world, you can learn some wisdom about money and finances. They're not all wrong. No world is completely altogether wrong. Some things they got right. But when you receive God, the light of God's word, you grow from glory to glory. And we, you know, the enemy is trying to attack everybody. It's not like they're wrong and we're right. We're right because God is right and we follow him. And we're helping them do better than they're doing. It's all about love, folks. The love of God. Now, I'm out of time. The Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus is our Lord.